This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FAA Dragon Slayer.
All right, leading story as we crank up the Sacred Fire Liberty edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan Emord. Real quick, the news is the vote has been delayed. Give a listen.
The scheduled vote that didn't actually have a time on this health care bill, and Abe just texted me and said there is no vote tonight. Instead, they will have an all-conference meeting. Every Republican member of the House Republican Party will be showing up at a conference meeting to talk about what the next steps are.
All right, it's a big powwow scheduled. Jonathan, you know my bias and yours is toward liberty all the way. I try not to compromise that ever. I know that's why I'm not in politics, because that's where it's filled with compromises. But the question I have, and I know we talked briefly before we went on the air, but I think the folks need to hear perspective on, you know, Donald Trump seems to be a bit of a renegade, not part of the establishment, not beholden to special interests in the same way traditional politicians have been. Yet he aligned himself with Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, who was kind of not really a true conservative in many ways. And so I know you have perspectives on this, and I'm just curious as heck to hear it. Why would he align himself there first, and then where we might be going?
Well, I think that he looked to Tom Price, his HHS secretary, who was the author of the primary House bill that was at that time endorsed by the Freedom Caucus, to repeal Obamacare and replace it. And I think also he looked to Ryan to ascertain, as the House leader for the Republicans, what was politically feasible. And I think the information that he got, the based his judgment on, was just incorrect. I think also Ryan is seeing that his estimation of how this thing would go through the House was incorrect. And basically the problem is that there are these basic mandates, essential coverage items from Obamacare, that remain in here and are required for insurance, that are objectionable to the Freedom Caucus, among other items, but principally that. And you've got a tension where Ryan's telling the president that if you cave on those, you're going to lose more members who are moderate Republicans, and you won't be able to pass it. And the Freedom Caucus is saying, unless those are eliminated, we're not going to support it, and it's not going to pass. So what this ultimately is going to do, after the wrangling gets through, the president's going to be able to get up and say, look, I'm going to go with X, Y, or Z. I think he's going to go with a more conservative path. I think everything's pushing him in that direction, because the more conservative path is the true repeal path. And the only way you get a market reform that's going to result in reduction in the costs significantly of the health insurance is both the breakdown in the borders and the elimination of all the mandates for coverages, allowing true free market negotiation for what you want in your particular insurance. And I think that's apt to come out as the position from the House in order to get something passed. And I think the president's going to have to champion that and then really fight like the Dickens in the Senate, where the more left-leaning Republicans and the more conciliatory pro-state Republicans are to get through this bill and to get it through in a fashion that will be acceptable on the House side in conference. So I think it's going to happen because all of the political pressure is there to make it happen. If these guys don't get this through, all of them, if all the Republicans don't get through a repeal and replace bill, they're in for it. In the end, if they can't agree on a replacement, they've got to do a repeal.
Yeah, well, exactly. I was thinking, Jonathan, even if they just did that, for goodness sake, if you just eliminate the mandate, you know, allowing for freedom for those who want it to just escape from a system that is just wrecked with, dysfunction, and certainly, as we know, not a lot of genuine healing there. What do you think in the Senate with Rand Paul? Because, you know, listen, he's got an astute eye on freedom, not far from his dad's belief system as well as a physician. And he's holding out on the expansion of NATO on the Montenegro issue. I was thinking maybe he could use that as a bargaining chip with some of the other Democrats and softer Republicans to get some more freedom alignment with the health care bill.
I think that Rand Paul's power, it lies in his astute and early position against the accommodationist aspects of this law that have kept in place the Obamacare elements. He's called it out as Obamacare light, and he stands as a force to be reckoned with in the Senate because those who have objections with this, which includes a good segment of conservatives and libertarians, look to Rand Paul as one of the true champions who will stand for principle against efforts at achieving a political victory, but one that is ephemeral when it comes to restoring a free market in healthcare and healthcare insurance markets. So I do think that Rand Paul is going to be able to essentially shame into a movement rightward those moderate conservatives of the Ryan variety who would prefer to keep popular elements of the Obamacare system in place, even at the expense of elevated premiums for everybody. And I think those people are going to lose out in the end. And the reason why I think so is that there must be a bill that passes. It will either be a repeal bill or it'll be a repeal and replacement bill. But if they don't pass something to repeal Obamacare, they will face the wrath of voters in the midterm elections. So I think it's going to happen. I also think that the president has to make it happen. It's the centerpiece of his campaign. Many people will feel betrayed if it doesn't happen, and I think he fully appreciates that, and I think he is unlike others who have less intestinal fortitude and backbone, he will come back again and again and again to this until it gets through. And he will make the compromises necessary to get it through, and he will make it happen. As far as I see it, I would prefer a repeal of Obamacare, and then on the other side, what I would do is have the health savings accounts, and what I propose, which no one that I know of has picked up, but I think it's the way to do this. This is the way to free the government, free the private sector of the government's involvement, and that is to change tax policy so that for every dollar that is expended by an individual, a corporation, or a healthcare provider for either a relative, a employee, or a patient, for their actual health care or for their health insurance, you would get a $1.50 reduction in your taxes, so that you could eliminate your federal tax liability by giving all of that money in ways that help people who need the assistance. And we would then ratchet up charitable giving and cause people to focus on taking care of their own, whether it's their relatives, whether it's their employees, or whether it's indigent people who come into the hospital and need help. All the financial incentives would be there to do that. And then with the addition of health savings accounts and tax deductions, I would eliminate, by the way, from the tax rolls, any person who had a terminal illness or any person who had to pay the entire cost of care for someone with a terminal illness. They should just be taken off the tax rolls. And that way they can, you know, they're struggling to survive. Why should they be paying the United States government or any government for that matter when they need all the resources they have to survive?
You want to talk about a humane perspective there that, you know, I'd like to see a Democrat defend not doing that, right?
Right. I think this creates, this system that I'm talking about would create, and I've mentioned it in Restore the Republic, this type of system would enable people to gain control over their own money and control over the medical system and directing their resources and experience the renaissance of a reduction in taxation and would build the private sector and would diminish substantially the controlling paternalistic role of the federal government and would feed into free markets all over the place. It would have an extraordinary effect, and I just wish it would be done. It is, in effect, a tax break, reduction, and in fact it is. And it is one that is directed, but nonetheless, in a world of second bests where the lion's share of income that is earned and capital generated is taxed at 50%, you end up with a system that gives a significant amount of that back into the private sector with free choices, individual decision-making, determining how the money is spent, and that will mean that it is more efficiently directed than bureaucratic systems in Washington, distant fathers telling the rest of the world that, oh, even though you don't have a uterus, you do need to pay for maternity care, you know, of some sort.
Right. So that's, or on the opposite way, I guess, or a concurrent path, the prohibitions against the utilization of, you know, all things alternative to pharmaceuticals, right? And that's another step.
Yeah.
It seems like that's not a debatable thing, or it hasn't been at the federal level. But we'll see where it goes on the state level as well. We'll see what kind of pushback happens. We'll continue this discussion of health care tonight, or disease management as it is by the federal government. Jonathan E. Mort is here doing the Sacred Fire of Liberty. We'll be joined by Norman Singleton a little later from the Campaign for Liberty. Check out the links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. If you ever miss a show, available all over the place, including at SoundCloud, right at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, great articles by our friend Cheryl Kelmer. She couldn't join us tonight. The Washington Times talking about Lindsey Graham warning Trump about impeachment. I have no idea what that's all about. But also Susan Rice's breathtaking pot shots at President Trump. And we're talking about also Jonathan was on with Overnight, Coast to Coast, the other night. And apparently brought you on for a couple hours and held you over for a third one because of the issue of electroshock therapy and vaccinations. Either one of them forced just lit up the switchboards like overnight. Probably no one could sleep after hearing that.
Well, Nori is a great host and the show is a great show, and I was surprised to see just how extraordinary the incidence is of electroshock. We have rough estimates of at least a million people a year in the United States are subjected to this horrific treatment. 450 volts of electricity on either lobe of your brain, which is roughly 3.5 times the electric shock that you get when you put your finger inadvertently into a light socket.
Wow, and
it's devastating. It destroys your memory. Destroys your. It causes heart arrhythmias. It can cause heart attacks and strokes. It can cause myopathy in muscles. It can cause eye twitching. It can cause teeth to be broken. It can cause a vision distortion of your vision, hearing, taste, smell. I mean, it's just awful. It's an awful thing, and it's not really a treatment. It's barbarism. It's a desperation attempt by a world of psychiatry that is dependent 100% on subjective judgment, as opposed to any objective measures to determine what's wrong with someone. They just simply don't have the sophistication necessary to understand why someone experiences an aberrant psychological condition. And so it's barbaric. But the calls coming in really shook me because there were a lot of people out there, obviously, who had had this done, and a good number of them called into the program so that we had on the air with questions, a number of questions from people who had undergone this treatment, and with almost no exception, there was one exception. Everyone who called in explained horror stories about electroshock, and you know, it's barbaric to think that in our age you're still using a bludgeoning approach, a brutal bludgeoning of the brain. Well, as a last-ditch effort, you know.
You're saying the FDA wants to make it easier for this to be utilized, somehow reclassifying it in such a way. I say until you do this to all the people at FDA who want to have this made easier accessible, then, you know, no way.
Right. The basic thing is, you know, first do no harm. And in this case, it's first do as much harm as you can. And it's grotesque. The FDA asked three times over the course of three decades that the industry that makes these things supply safety and efficacy data to support them. No data, none, was supplied. The agency just continued on allowing it to be marketed. And then all of a sudden on its own, really because the industry pushed for it, the FDA suddenly announces that it wants to reclassify the devices from high risk, which is class 3, to intermediate or moderate risk, which is class 2. Meaning that it would be greatly more available around the country, including for instances of what would be classified as severe depression, becoming routinely used in severe depression. And this is, you know, horrible. And the agency has no basis in safety or efficacy data to make this change, yet bowed to the industry and proposed to do so. We oppose that vigorously with an extremely copious, detailed account of all of the medical and health problems associated with it, all the risks, and likewise with adverse event reporting information from patients themselves. When we represented patients who had experienced this, the work was, I want to take my hat off and compliment Kendrick Moxon, an excellent attorney who helped assemble all of the detailed facts here. And we argued that it was an arbitrary and capricious action to reclassify, and that you know, they were deviating from their own long history of requiring safety and efficacy proof and statutory obligation to do so.
And now they're slowing down in this this motion to make it more accessible to those that don't even need it, which is pretty much everybody. So thanks to your efforts as well. Jonathan E. Mort is here, Sacred Fire of Liberty. We're going to be joined from the Campaign for Liberty, Norm Singleton as well. We'll continue our discussion of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Next hour, Canadian raw milk freedom. We've got Michael Schmidt on.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is cancer just a random act of cellular rebellion? That also is coming up next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But right now, Sacred Fire of Liberty continues with Jonathan Emord. You can find him at emord.com, the author of many books, including The Rise of Tyranny. And now we're joined by Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty, fresh off of testifying in Congress. We'll find out why he was there, what he was testifying to. But before we get there, Norm, I got to ask you, Jonathan and I have been discussing the Obamacare repeal and replace. It seems to have stalled out. The Freedom Caucus says, we're not playing that sort of partway, halfway game. There's going to have to be more negotiation here. What are you hearing? What are you seeing close on the Hill that might happen next?
Well, what I'm
I don't think anybody knows what's going to happen next. The vote was supposed to have already occurred, according to the original schedule, but they postponed it. Apparently, they're still haven't said when, if or when they're voting this week. I know they're supposed to have procedural votes at 8, and all day there's been breaking news about Trump negotiating with the House Freedom Caucus, and now he's talking to the Tuesday group, which is the more moderate Republicans, whose concern is the pace and getting rid of the Medicaid expansion. All of that is, but the good news is that the longer it drags out, the more it looks like they're going to put a bill in that actually deals with the heart of the problem, which is the price controls on health insurance and community rating and guaranteed issue, which that's why you have the mandate. That's also why you see skyrocketing premiums, because when you say, you know, premiums have to be, you can't have to be equalized, that means that insurance companies are going to charge a lot more, and you're going to have a marketplace where it's going to be very difficult to get money or to get access to physicians because the payment structure is going to be completely out of whack. But again, nobody at this point, nobody knows except that it's complete chaos out there. And I think this is what happens when you try to pull a fast one, which is what the Republicans did last week to conservatives and libertarians by pulling a bill saying it was repealed, but it didn't really address the whole problem.
Yeah, the repeal wasn't really the repeal, and you know, that's very problematic. And remember, folks, if you have to mandate participation in something, you know it sucks, because if it was really good, people would volunteer. They would be, you know, just running, waiting in line to join in to say, because it's so awesome. But of course, if you think there's a free lunch, again, you're listening to the wrong program. We also realize that things cost stuff, you know, money, whatever you want to call it. That leads us to the Federal Reserve in just a moment here. But, Jonathan, any other follow-up on what Norm said related to the Obamacare next phase?
No, I think Norm's prediction that it's likely to go into at least a significant repeal discussion is right, because, mm-hmm. you know, on the one hand, you've got the more moderate types that are insisting on some of these mandates. And then you have the Freedom Caucus, which is saying no mandates are acceptable. And the president has got to find the sweet spot, which is likely in the direction of the Freedom Caucus, to get enough votes to get it out of the House. But then when you get to the Senate, you're going to get this nonsense all over again, and in even greater intensity in favor of reinserting some of these mandates. And then you're going to have a real problem in the end. Just about everyone who's a Republican will agree that Obamacare should be repealed. So if you have agreement on repeal, you don't have agreement on replace, then you should repeal and then kick the replacement issue down the pike. And there seems to be an obvious choice there that we've discussed before that I've recommended, which is the $1.50 for every dollar you give, and turn everything as a tax deduction, turn everything into a tax deduction where people are benefited by helping those less fortunate, including family members, patients who are indigent, and corporations taking care of their employees.
Watch the rise of charity, of course, take the place of the wallpapering of planet Earth with Federal Reserve notes, and that leads us to H.R. 24, which is an audit the Fed bill, I believe. And Norm, you were just today in Congress testifying about this audit the Fed bill, and I imagine you might have been grilled a bit. Maybe there was support for what you were sharing, but I am darn curious about what happened to you in Congress today.
Tell us what committee you were before, Norm.
Jason Chavez's Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and it was a hearing on transparency proposals. I was one of four five witnesses to testify, and my testimony was on the audit the Fed bill, and there were some good exchanges between me and myself and Representative Thomas Matthews, the lead sponsor of the bill, and Representative John Duncan of Tennessee. There was some interesting questions that I'll have to follow up on by some Democratic members regarding part of my testimony regarding the Dodd-Frank limited audit. of the Federal Reserve's response to the financial crisis. Unfortunately, there was a lot of demagoguery on it by one member in particular, Carolyn Maloney, gave a hysterical speech that turned reality on its head and said the Fed saved us during 08, didn't acknowledge their role in creating the housing bubble at all, and said that auditing the Fed would lead to a crisis of confidence in the stock market, real weakness in raising inflation rates, and of course there was also the old canard that this was going to lead to Congress setting new setting interest rates, and actually Thomas Massey did try to preempt that because he asked me if I favored Congress setting interest rates, and I think my response was, "Oh God, no." Because what we see in Congress, I don't think we want to, we don't want to give them the power to set interest rates. We do want the market to set interest rates. My understanding is that the whole exchange, if it wasn't reported by C-SPAN, it was live streamed by the committee, and it will be available on their YouTube channel. So, and we'll link to that on our site when we get it. Everyone could go see it. I think that some of the other testimony is very. Tom Fenton, president of Judicial Watch, testified on Freedom of Information Act expansion and reform. A guy named Hollister testified on a data bill, which basically would require federal agencies to put more information online in easily accessible format. So, as a lot of members put it, the people who pay for it can actually find out what they're paying for the government. And the last witness, Mr. Painter, I think that's his name, a law professor from Yale. Right there, you should know he's not going to be very pro-freedom. Said he favored audit the Fed, but he did bring up some old canards about the independence of the Fed from the legislative and executive branch, which is funny. Anyone who knows the history of them with, among other things, Lyndon Johnson literally throwing a Fed official against the wall and screaming at them to lower rates. But he also said that we needed responsible economists, which is funny because the so-called responsible economists, a lot of them are on the Fed's payroll, first of all. And secondly, a lot of them are... they tend to be Keynesians like Paul Krugman, and they're the ones who missed the housing bubble, and so I don't know how responsible or professional they actually are.
Norm, I would imagine a big challenge in presenting, especially to someone that, goes into histrionics about how the Fed saved us. I mean, how do you describe what the Fed has done with the illusory appearance of a recovery, as opposed to a real recovery?
Yeah. Well, there's another issue that that probably Congress needs to spend more time looking at is government statistics, and particularly the phony unemployment and inflation numbers.
Right.
I think you don't need to that there's a question about who are you going to believe, meet your own eyes when it comes to government figures.
Yeah, but I think winning the PR battle again, the way they sell it, it's overwhelming. As they say, well, look, we've recovered from the 08 thing, but as you said, if the statistics are monkeyed with, or if they claim an unemployment rate of 6, 7, 8%, when in reality, how many people have left the workforce, can't find a job, and then are dropped off the unemployment stats, and the fact the only thing keeping us afloat, in my opinion, and Jonathan, you might have some thoughts on this as well, is the cheap price of oil, because without that, the economy's toast because everything runs on it.
Yeah, I would certainly expect that... We would, if there was a free market in currency, we would have quite a bit more opportunity, and we would have quite a bit more market activity, and we would elevate the standard of living, and people would find the world of upward mobility much more open to them. But, we have a fiat currency. We have a Fed that strictly controls the money supply, and as a result, we have these awkward shortages of available capital. We have odd banking regulations that turn banks into investigators and hostile entities vis-a-vis their lenders, even ones of historic reliability. And this is the ruination of a free market. And fortunately for us, this president's dedicated to tearing all that down. And Elisa's last statements were in favor of audit the Fed and in favor of opening up this system so people could see really what's going on.
Yeah. Norm, what kind of likelihood do we have for a passage of an audit the Fed bill with Republican-controlled House and Senate and a president likely to sign a bill like this?
Well, I think if we can get it, we're guaranteed to get it through the House, and we're guaranteed to. And the fact that they held this hearing indicates the committee is interested in it. And then when we get to the Senate, remember in 2016 it came within 6 votes of breaking the filibuster and getting closer. And there are more than 6 Democratic senators. I think there's 8 Democrats up for re-election in 2018 from red states, from Trump states. So it's possible that, plus the fact that Senator Sanders voted for it last time, and I have no reason to suspect that he's going to change his vote. So you could have him influencing it. So we could have a very important campaign.
All right. Well, Norm, hang in there. We got another segment coming up. Sacred Fire of Liberty edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan E. Morse. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Once again, our friends up north, our Canadian friends, are struggling for raw milk freedom. We've got Michael Schmidt, a hero farmer who stood against the government there. And we'll get an update from you because we're heading to Canada next month for Total Health. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7000. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, cranking it up, rocking the health world like nowhere else in broadcast media. Wrapping it up here, our first hour, Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan Ebord and Norman Singleton. And another attack, this time, again, using a vehicle and a knife. Although I've heard some mainstream reports claim this was another gun scenario where there was no guns involved other than law enforcement coming in and shooting the guy, ultimately, I think. But in London, another attack, a citizen, but question, you know, if MI5 or MI6, they say they had vetted him and said he was leaning toward this kind of behavior, it wasn't an unknown factor. Could he have hopped a plane and come to the U.S. because he's a British citizen and we don't vet extremely well based on what Trump is trying to do, Jonathan? I mean, it seems to be, you know, an open door. Come on in.
Yeah, this is, I think, a clear indication that the president is right when he says the threat is real and that we need extreme vetting to prevent people from coming into this country who mean to do harm. And I see absolutely no reason why there is a legal problem with this. It's very clear that the president has the inherent power to protect the nation's borders, to engage in whatever process is necessary to ensure that people coming into this country who are not United States citizens are evaluated to determine whether they pose a threat to the nation. And as you point out, this fellow in England could just as easily have hopped on a plane, come over here, and done the same thing he did over there over here. And in light of the stay on the president's order, for vetting, he would have been able to just hop off the plane at Dulles or anywhere else and proceed along and do whatever he wanted. And so I think it should be a wake-up call to people that, look, if we don't get this vetting process in place and the courts don't get out of the way for it, we are likely to see these things happening here. And I think probably the matters are already in progress in this country, and I'm sad to sad to say that these things are likely to happen. But even if they were to avert but one of these instances by just simply careful vetting of each person coming into the country, it would be a good thing.
Norm, what you got on the London attack? Any other info from Campaign for Liberty? What we talk about, of course, you know, more of a non-interventionist foreign policy. At the same time, we do have to protect and defend this country.
Right. Right. I think that what it shows, I think this is another example of why the foreign policy of invade the world, invite the world, is very flawed. And I think that, you know, we can find a way that is compassionate to the refugees who are legitimately seeking asylum without putting our doors to those who would do us harm. And also, of course, as you said during the break, are we going to have car and knife control now? I mean, this is,
right.
You know, and it's interesting. The media's first assumption is when they hear shots fired, the shot was fired by the criminal, and they use this to justify gun control. Any other aspect of it, they don't want to look at. I think that, you know, we can have a sensible immigration policy that doesn't just shut the doors, but it does take reasonable steps to protect our safety. We don't have to sacrifice civil liberties, and we certainly should never sacrifice the right to keep and bear arms. Mainly because that is our first line of defense against terrorists and other criminals, and it should be remembered that in America, private citizens stopped more legitimate terrorist attacks since 9/11 than government agents did. If you look at the shoe bombers and the other ones that made it through the harassing TSA screenings, we are they were stopped not by TSA, but mm-hmm. by private airline passengers who saw what was going on.
Empowered
and
Americans.
And
yeah, willing to stand up
yes.
and defend liberty, defend their life, and defend property. All of those things. I think they were mentioned in the Declaration of Independence, in fact. All right, folks, what a great segment for four with Jonathan E. Warden here and Norm Singleton wrapping up the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Jonathan, thank you, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Always glad to have you on board, as well as Norm. We got a lot more healing to go. As
all
I
right.
said, some cancer discussions, Michael Schmidt, raw milk freedom in Canada and elsewhere, and the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.